It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And it's hot and happening everywhere. Election day, the midterm elections. I'd like to call her our Hot 103 Jams political commentator, founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, a nonpartisan organization that advocates for Black women's voices to be leveraged, used, and heard to impact policy and our everyday lives. It is the lovely Michelle Whatley. How are you doing today, sis?
I am good on this wonderful election day. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I know you had an in-depth conversation with Brian B. Shining this morning, so I appreciate you calling in again, because as you explained earlier, Missouri, not only do we have the Senate races, which, you know, Eric Schmidt and Trudy Bush Valentine, but we have quite a lengthy ballot. Michelle, what are some amendments that people need to perhaps get familiar with before they take their power to the polls?
Yeah, that's right, Julie. The ballot for this election season is going to be nice and long. You have everything from congressional races that you get to vote for to constitutional amendments, county seats, city legislation. Judges are on the ballot,
yes,
depending on where you live and where you are. There's so much at stake and so much to be voted for. But when we talk about constitutional amendments, amendment to the Missouri Constitution, the issue that stands out first of mind for me is recreational marijuana. What's on the ballot is an opportunity to vote for or against the legalization of recreational marijuana. It also includes a piece that would allow those formerly convicted of nonviolent marijuana offenses to petition for their cases to be released, and record expungement, and for there to be licenses for small business owners to start recreational marijuana businesses. So that is probably one of the biggest constitutional amendments that I think we should be paying attention to. There are pros and cons. Take a moment to research, see what the pros and cons are, and make a decision. But that's just one example of what you'll be asked to amplify your voice and power about when you go vote today.
All right. And of course, we have Amendment 4 on police funding, which we see Mayor Q has repeatedly said that he's against. But then there's also a couple other ones, Michelle, that maybe people haven't paid attention to, for instance, involving the National Guard, that amendment number 5. And then even one, two, let me get my paper together, the Missouri Constitutional Convention question. How important are those to everyday voters, Michelle?
They're all important. The policing constitutional amendment is probably another one that is just as important as the recreational marijuana amendment. As you and many of your listeners probably know or may not know, the city of Kansas City's police department is controlled by the state. We do not have local control of our police department. And what this constitutional amendment is asking is whether there should be an increase on the budgetary requirements and funding requirements, upwards about 55%, increasing the minimum amount that the city has to fund for the police department. That's a very big question when you look at the fact that we don't control our police department and issues that our community in particular has experienced with the police. And so, again, that's another constitutional amendment that you get to vote for. Judges are important. Everything on the ballot impacts you in your daily life in one way or another, whether you see it or not. Judges is probably one of the issues or offices for retention, meaning you're not voting to put in one candidate over the other. You're simply voting for the judge to retain or keep their seat. Probably one of the areas of government that is less obvious, unless you have to go before a judge. We don't have much interaction with judges, but judges impact our lives in ways we don't see. When judges make a decision, for instance, in a case, lawyers use that case to make it the basis for future cases going forward. When the legislative branch or the executive branch or governor or the House of Representatives in the Senate, when they make a legislative decision that doesn't sit right with the voters, you can take those cases can be taken to the courts, and judges make decisions on those cases. A prime example of that is Missouri's voter ID law. Voter ID law has been restrictive and impacts our community in ways that we have yet to see. But a number of organizations came together and took the case to the courts and is currently being fought in the courts. And that's where judges have an impact on your life in a way that, again, you may not readily see. But in that example, you're going to see the impact of that today when you go vote, and you have to bring a government-issued photo ID in lieu of, for instance, a utility bill.
Right.
Or your voter registration card. I have a state ID, but I always use my voter registration card because it tells me where I'm supposed to go and vote. If I were to take that to the polls today,
you can't
vote. I would be turned away.
Yeah.
You can vote. Or you would be asked to complete a provisional ballot. And a provisional ballot is another way to vote, but I'd still have to come back today and bring a state-issued photo ID for that provisional vote to count. Or they would have to compare it to my signatures in past voting elections. If I haven't voted up until today, there's nothing for them to compare it to. And so that's another example of where judges, an institution that you may not have regular daily interaction with, has an impact on your daily life, for instance, when you go vote today.
Wow, something to definitely think about. I know as we watch the major races across the state line, of course, the governor's race, incumbent Democrat Laura Kelly versus Derek Schmidt, the Senate race, Mark Holland, Jerry Moran. Then we have the newly gerrymandered district, Sharice Davidson III versus Amanda Atkins. Definitely a competitive race. So there's a lot going on, Michelle, in our neck of the woods. But now I got to ask you, what are you watching for nationwide? Because as political nerds, you know how that goes.
Yes, this is the Super Bowl of elections and politics. Today is the Super Bowl. And so I'm watching Cheryl Beasley's race for Senate. I am watching races in Florida. I am watching what's going on in Kansas. Sharice Davis and Amanda Atkins. That's a very important seat. As you mentioned, the district has been gerrymandered. The lines have been redrawn of the district. The lines have been redrawn to essentially split Wyandotte County, the largest black population in the on the eastern side of Kansas. Wyandotte County has been split in half. So I'd be interested to see how that impacts the opportunity for Congresswoman Sharice Davis, the first Native American member of Congress, the first LGBT Native American woman in Congress, to retain her seat. So that's definitely a race that I am watching. There are a number of races going on nationwide. Warnock and Herschel Walker in Georgia, Stacey Abrams and her gubernatorial run, her second run for governor in Georgia. So many races to watch. And all of these races and the results of these elections will have an impact on whether our current president, President Joe Biden, will be able to get legislation passed over the next 2 years. If Stacey Abrams is able to become governor, that will impact the state of Georgia. If Sharice Davis is able to keep her seat, that will have an impact on Kansas. Kansans, if Missouri voters vote to fund the housing, the newly developed affordable housing
and
housing rights department with the city of Kansas City, that will have an impact on Kansas Cityans. There are county races in Jackson County. That will have an impact. When you talk about funding for COVID and how that was distributed, the Jackson County Jail, there's so much that goes into the work of the county legislature. And depending on who gets voted in as our county executive, that will have an impact. So when you ask me as a political nerd on the Super Bowl of politics, what am I watching? I'm watching a lot because it will determine what will happen for me, my family, my community, those I love, for black people, black women, over the next 2 years at least. So I'm watching to see what happens, but I'm also voting today, and that will be one of many steps I will take to continue to advocate for the needs of black people, black women, and the people that I love. So voting is just the first step, but it's a step you gotta take.
The very first step is voting. Then stay engaged throughout the year. You can follow Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet on all social media platforms. And, of course, the website. Give it to the people, Michelle.
www.shirleyskitchencabinet.org. Named for the Shirley Chisholm, who not only voted, but she ran for office. She was a census taker. She was an elementary school teacher. Process that it takes to create change takes a lot of steps. And you've got to jump in and get in where you can. And keep your foot on the neck of those who are representing you. That's how we'll see the change we want to see. And voting is the first step. So make sure you get out to vote today.
Absolutely. Voting is the first step, and let the marathon continue because we cannot stop. Thank you so much, Shell. Appreciate you, love.
Thank you.